Blog Talk Radio. Fantastic. Do you know that was the second choice for a national anthem? What do you think the communists would say if that was the national anthem today, huh? And they already took down the Ten Commandments. My subject tonight, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. You can find all our broadcasts on YouTube and also TuneIn Radio. Just look for Spirit of America Party radio show. Those who take your guns away, this is my topic for tonight to open with. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Those who divide us will destroy us. The Spirit of America Party radio show on YouTube, and we have selected a winner from the Miss Spirit of America Party radio show. And her name is Miss Zhu, Z-H-U. She was banned from a beauty contest because she refused to wear a burqa. So she is our hero of the day. And God bless you, Miss Zhu. And you were the best looking one. The rest of them can't hold a candle to you. So, as the communist Democrats pretend to care and cry crocodile tears over babies being separated from their border-jumping carriers for 20 days, they don't bat an eye over the 700 Latino niños, 1,100 black babies, and 1,200 white American babies who had their limbs pulled off and heads cut off and burned to death with a liquid poison. Yeah, they show no compassion for them. They'll tell you that's settled law. We have the right to do that. It's a woman's right to choose. The kid is what, an absentee ballot, and you won't give him a vote? You're not allowed to see the Ten Commandments, which was the first monument they removed from the public conscience, then the rebel flag and statues, and now the American flag and cross. The more power you give them, the sooner they will kill you and your children. This Communist Party can't wait to abort you, dope up the nation, and take away your first and second amen. Did you ever see so many Wall Street freaks pushing cannabis? You think it's going to end with cannabis? Forget about it. Forget about it. What they should be pushing for investment is rehab units, because there's going to be more than churches eventually. And every family will be infected by dope. Every family. No one is going to miss it. No one is going to miss the mark. Every family will pay a price. They will have a zombie at the dinner table. Yeah, so pretty soon the Democrats will, if they get their way, will make King Herod's birthday a national day of obligation. They won't stop at the womb. They were already shooting for up to 2 years old. Legalized weed is chemical warfare, and China is winning the fentanyl debates. And only Americans are dying here at home. Colleges should be made to forgive student debt for two reasons. They have created a class of dummies and communists. So while naive politicians are fighting stage three communism, which is socialist peaceful revolution, we're in the middle of a communist violent revolution. If you search for the 45 goals of the Communist Party, read into the congressional record in 1962, you will find goals like gain control of one or both political parties. The only party that Donald Trump has is the American people. He doesn't have the Republican Party. He doesn't have the Communist Democrat Party, for sure. One third of the Republican Party is silently against Trump. And that's all going to change because Trump is connected to the American people directly. And they're going to come and stand with him. And that's going to be a great day. And if you notice, he doesn't even wear glasses. You know why? He's got 20/20. 100 million American voters are going to come out and they're going to straighten out the swamp. Yeah. So, having said that, if you looked at a map of the USA, how many states would you put the hammer and sickle on today? The most successful communist revolution happens when not a shot is fired. There's a book out called Not a Shot is Fired, and it's the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia in 1948. You should read it because the same tactics the Democrats are using, the Russians used. So who's training who? When the German people asked Hitler why he was taking their guns away, he replied, "Why do you need guns? You have the SS to protect you." Is that a knock-knock joke? When Admiral Yamamoto was asked why he did not follow up his victory at Pearl Harbor and invade the West Coast, he replied, "Behind every blade of grass is an American with a rifle." So, sing that famous World War II song, "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, and We Will All Stay Free." And don't forget SOAP, Spirit of America Party. We're on YouTube. And think about this. When you heard the opening battle hymn of the Republic, what words did you hear? "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free." Those were 350,000 white boys who died to free the slaves. So don't let anybody hang the race card millstone around your neck, because if it wasn't for the white man, the black man would still be in chains. Truth hurts, fellas. And you can't call me a racist because I'm grandfathered. I used to be called an end lover. So, speaking as an American, and whether you came in planes, trains, or in chains, we're all the same. Today, we're American. And we could use a little more church and a little less communist democracy.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel. I need a church
where I can pray his name. Amen. Clapping, put something. Church where I can pray his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name. I need a hand clapping, put something.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray his name.
Oh,
Does that sound like a racist to sing in that song? No. Gospel people, you know this song, the Battle Hymn of the Republic? Gospel people love to sing that song. As a matter of fact, I tweet the president at least once every 3 days. And I suggested that he close his rally with a gospel choir singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And the last rally I saw about a week ago or 10 days ago, he opened with the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And I'm not sure if there were gospel people there, but they should have been because they do it the best. So as we're paying tributes to African Americans who were part of the melting pot, that one big cornucopia of Americans, keep this in mind and never forget it. If this country falls, the last words you will hear before you die is not kill the black man, not kill the white man, not kill the Latino or Oriental. The last words you will hear is kill the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, you might as well live like one. I'm paying a tribute to the Latinos who served this country. They were there with us at the Alamo. And they've been here a long time. And the communist Democrats think they're going to sweep them all up into their camp, but it ain't going to work and it ain't going to last long because most Latinos are Catholic or Christian. And their famous words are Viva Cristo Rey. Many Mexicans died saying Viva Cristo Rey in the 30s. And they know what I'm talking about. And there are many Mexican and Latino names on the wall in Washington who died in Vietnam. As a matter of fact, I counted, I can't remember if it was Garcia or Rodriguez, but there were 9 of them on that wall. And Latinos have been dying alongside everybody else and fought as Americans. And Tito Puente was on a ship in the Navy in World War II. Many have sacrificed, and they have the best music. The name of this tune is dedicated to all who fall, the 3,000 who died on 9/11, to the 1,700 who died and 17,000 wounded in Afghanistan under Obama, and the press covered it all up. You never seen one name. The only names you know that died under Obama is the Benghazi sellout. 13 hours they waited to hear the cavalry bugle, and all they heard was taps. The 47 SEALs that were killed in the CH-47 chopper that was attacked with advance notice to the Taliban. That's the only ones you know about. All the rest were covered up by the communist press. And you know how they did it? They classified all the casualties as NATO troops to be identified later. If you watch the end of Bush's term in office, the last day at supper time, they got the casualties up on the NBC and CBS screens. All of Nam was up there, sometimes 200 names a night. That's a real sad story, Vietnam. Democrats got us in there and they left us there to die. They asked Nixon to get him off the hook. Nixon worked out a pullout, and 5 minutes after the war was over, they blamed Nixon for the entire war. Democrats, as the American Indians say, the talk with forked tongue. They do not tell the truth. As a matter of fact, if you watch CNN, when they go to commercial, they say more lies at 11. I'm going to dedicate this next tune. It's in Spanish and it's in English, and it's called Above All. Above All. I had it and I lost it. Let me see. Church. And my brave one, not for me. Oh, that kills me. I had it. Okay. If that's the way you want to be, we'll do a little country. And oh, here it is. Above All, Ben Mai. I dedicate this to all the military and police who have served this country, and many have given up their lives.
Thank you.
I keep hearing only a few people on top of the left BI are crooked. Sorry, I don't buy it. Not after the raid on Roger Stone's house where the FBI brought CNN along. I also don't buy the innocence of the FISA court judge. Not when I saw the FBI lovers talking about a cocktail party where they could mingle with FISA judges. If I was a communist-trained president with 8 years to overthrow the U.S. government, I would have planted my people three layers down the ladder. When I heard Francis Fox Pivens, a known communist, say Obama has planted some good people under the radar, that convinced me my hunches are not bad. Our greatest enemy is the communist media that controls the minds of many people. The Democrats never dreamed Hillary Putin, the uranium queen, would lose. They even bought fireworks. When Trump looked like he was breaking 270, CNN went to a commercial and a pamper change. That is why the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Chuck Schumer rent his garments. The good news is Trump will hit 100 million votes in 2020. By then, all his enemies will be exposed and out in the open. Latinos and gospel blacks are coming over. The communist lineup for their two Soviet days of debate excluded Latinos. Everybody forgets 2016 and the Democrat Party platform. Not one person of color was on the Party of Death platform. Only two old white people, and one sold out at the convention door. Beware of white people playing the race card. A bartender, a champagne, I have a Trump 2020 coupon. Viva el Trumpo, go gospel, hallelujah. Viva Cristo Rey. Spirit of America Party, a radio show on YouTube, Abu Tan. We will jump to America First.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That gum the rest of it all. In a minute position of backing away, freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Mm-hmm. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Okay. Neil Caputo, Judge Nappy, Gassy Gasparino are three anti-Trumpers. I no longer watch Caputo. I like the girls on Outnumbered on Fox. Miss Faulkner, I think her name is Harris Faulkner, is real pro-American. I was watching the market drop 800 points the other day, this week, early in the week. And I watched all of these so-called experts. And they were saying, yes, this is a good buying opportunity, but I'm going to wait about a week. The next morning, the market was up 300 points. And the following day, it was up another 300 points. And the following day, it was up another 300 points. And the opportunity to buy rally was missed by the so-called experts. So the weathermen and the economic advisors have bear watching. The Democrat Communist Party and their media moles were high-fiving each other today as America dropped 900 points in the Dow Jones Industrial Averages, and we lost 60 Americans to a Democrat shooter in Dayton, plus a crazy in El Paso. This Communist Democrat Party supports child murder, and every day their Democrat chop shops kills 750 Latinos, 1,100 black babies, and 1,200 white babies, and no one says a word. We are muzzled Americans. Our minds are controlled by the communist media. Demo camos cry crocodile tears over invader babies held in custody 20 days. Separated from their alleged mothers. They never cry over babies beheaded and torn to pieces as if planned slaughterhood was the Roman Colosseum. When networks get involved in child murder, they must be boycotted out of business. ABC, always be communist, is not pro-American. I'll give you another quick tune and then we'll come back. We'll talk about guns. This one I dedicate to the Democrat Party of Death.
They do. They smile.
give you a quick one. Is It Any Wonder by the Dell Vikings?
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue? When I search the
give you a little taste of Brazil. The name of the tune is Santo Santo. It's a hymn, but they took the hymn and they turned it into a love song. So it's half a hymn and half a love song.
De rodillas yo te pido, escucha mi oración.
Devuélveme aquel cariño, santo, santo del amor. Devuélveme.
card and they're playing all kinds of garbage. Just remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is music? What good is melody? If it ain't possessing something sweet. It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what
And we grew up with doo-wop. And I got to tell you that doo-wop was carried into the music spectrum by gospel singers, because it was from gospel tunes and harmony that created a doo-wop. And a girl that I grew up with sent me an email, and she said, I used to sing the high part in doo-wop songs, and she said, could you ever sing as high as, and she sent me a sample. So I'm going to send her a sample of what I could do, and I think it's pretty high.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill.
To Brazil.
Debaixo da saia que eu tô, é debaixo que eu vou.
As soon as there's a shooting, the communist Democrats come running out to seize everybody's guns. You know, we got 300 million guns in this country. Obama pardoned 5,900 drug dealers in his last days in office. He put them back out on the street to sell more drugs, to handle the extra fentanyl that was coming in. Because, you know, they went back out in the street. And they all have guns. And chances are less than 10% of those guns are legally registered. 50 people got killed in Chicago in a few weeks. And nobody makes an issue about it. Nobody says, let's take the guns away from the shooters. And those are all illegal guns. And I guarantee you, if guns get outlawed, there'll be a black market for more than 300 million guns. And the Russians will be selling them all. And the Chinese. The right to bear arms does not mean muskets. It means firepower better than the enemy. Does this mean I have to register my grapes because I use grape shot? You wonder how many hardworking people were turned down for a loan while Biden and the banks took care of each other. Be sure to say grace before Trump. 300 million guns in the USA and not one is mentally ill. God bless the USA and Chick-fil-A. Spirit of America Party radio show on YouTube, Abu Tam. Those who divide us will destroy us. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Latinos and gospel blacks are shifting to Trump. They like the bread and butter that's on the table where there was none before. And where are the girls? The communists are laying claim to the women. They say the women hate Trump. Where are you, ladies, when we need to save the country? And never forget, 2020. November the 3rd, you come out and you settle all scores. The family settles all scores. So let them rant and rave and let them pass dummy legislation that will be vetoed. And all they're doing is wasting the taxpayers' time and money. And we need more Molly Pitchers. You know who Molly Pitcher is? She was the wife of a cannoneer under Washington. I think the battle was Princeton in New Jersey. And she brought her husband his lunch. And when she got there, he was dead. So you know what she did? She took his place on the battlefield. She loaded the cannon. And that's Molly Pitcher. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for Molly Pitchers. I'm closing the show. with a tribute from Kate Smith, who the communists tried to erase. They called her a racist. They don't even know Kate Smith. They have no idea. The race card is wearing itself out real fast. And you're going to find that out in November when 100 million Americans show for work. Work on you. Yeah. And, you know, I did some checking. You know how many Christians are in the United States? These are the figures I saw. I can't believe if this could be right. But I know that Catholics make up 25%. According to the stats, they make up 25% of all the Christians in the United States. The Protestants make up 50%. And I got to tell you, gospel blacks are the only people I know that are out there working with their congregation and trying to keep everybody off of drugs. I'm not talking about the Jesse Jacksons. I'm not talking about the Al Sharptons. I'm talking about the guys you don't know, you don't see, because they're out there. They're in the midst of hell, and they're trying to save as many as possible. So I'd like to see more of those people get credit. And if you look at Hollywood, they make fun of all the gospel blacks. They show them as charlatans and dummies. Yeah, well, that's Hollywood. Hollywood is communist. So we're going to play Kate Smith's God Bless America. And we're saying sayonara. God keep you safe. God bless the USA and Chick-fil-A.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.